this is the part of our journey where we weren't good at buyers still. We were just good at acquisitions and acquiring properties. So we reached out to a wholesaling company in Utah, and these guys dispoed all our deals for like a year, and for like a 70-30 split. They were just we were feeding them. We're like, hey,
yeah,
man,
we were making more from them than we would have, like,
just doing
with our own
right
buyers. So it was like a no brainer.
So we kept doing that. Hired an acquisition guy, got an office. Things were rolling, and then I think we got to a point where like, man, we're giving away a lot of money. We can get buyers. And I asked, I think I reached out to them and asked them to lower their split, and then they were like, no. So I found out someone in the network that had their buyers list and had been building their buyers. So I bought that from them for $5K, and then we were selling deals at that time, our own deals.
Yeah, the list was huge for us.
It was like the biggest deal.
So texting was a big milestone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the next big milestone was having your own buyers list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having your own buyers list went, we made so much more money. Honestly, it blew me away that it was like so easy to sell deals with the list.
Yeah. So that's just a quick plug for Investor Lift, just in case you guys are wondering the importance of a buyer's list.
It is huge, because like when you got that three or four buyers that you met on Facebook, they're going to take you to town.
Well, not just taking them to town. It's the same thing you have a contractor, right? If you only have one contractor and you get the same bid from him every time, his price just gradually increases.
Yeah. And the buyer's price gradually gets lower.
Yeah. So you have to have multiple buyers. If you don't,
if you can get as many buyers to show up to a showing as possible, you're gonna get a good price.
Yeah, well, that's Brandon's
if you only got
thing,
two
right?
or three.
Yeah, that's like Brandon's Brandon Simmons' go-to move.
Yeah, get everybody, just people that are not open even house. Looking at the house, just people to show up, right? Have people walking through.
I've gotten texts from him. Hey, you want to check out this house? Or what? Like, just come on over.
Just come on over, man.
Please help me.
There'll be some Subway subs. There'll be some sliders there.
So, all right. So the next big milestone then was getting your own buyers list. So you bought it from another investor.
Yeah. $5K.
And I think that's something, right? Like if you guys wanted to get a buyer's list, I think $5K, that's what Investor Lift charges. But you can always collaborate, right? I think list swapping is something that a lot of newer wholesalers do as well. So, I mean, there's creative ways to build a buyer's list. And you're talking about the importance of the buyer's list.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, we knew the importance of it. And since then, we've just been growing, building it up, right?